Meretz Yisrael, you know, what you do if you want to go shopping, it's much more, they have a better system there than they have here. What you do is you get on the phone, you call up the makolet around the corner, you say what you need, and they deliver it to your house. Right? You've heard such a system. They don't even have to know you. We were there just visiting one summer, and you know, we just called up, and maybe we were there once or something, we called up, we gave them the whole order, and you don't have to be home either. They'll just deliver it at your door, and you send them a check. Next time you're there, you give them a check. Right? They just send it to you. At least this was 6 years ago. I don't know what's happened since then. So the case that happened over here was some children came home from school, and they saw in front there's a big crate of food in front of their door, and they saw there are some bananas there, and they liked bananas. They ate some bananas. And there were some tomatoes that had fallen out, and they figured they would just like throw them at the wall and see how they squish. And the parents came home and said, What's this over here? We didn't order this. They ordered it to the wrong address. So the owner of the makolet came by and picked up his stuff and said, what happened to the bananas? The children ate them. What happened to the tomatoes? They threw them against the wall. So they said, pay me for them. Put them here in a box. Who told your children to go eat them? And to throw them against the wall. So what's the halacha? Okay, so the way we're going to approach this is first see what would happen if they weren't children, but they were 13-year-olds, or you came home and you saw a pizza delivery at the front of the front step. You figure your wife delivered pizza because she was out shopping, and you went in and you ate the pizza, right? Or that's a case of hana, you ate the pizza. Or there was a newspaper delivered at your step. You figured, okay, I guess my wife bought the newspaper. She ordered it today, and you read it, and he threw it away. And then the real owner next door says, oh, how did my paper get to your house? Right. So let's see what the din will be by gedolim, and then we'll go back to ketanim. And we do have to deal with two issues here. We're dealing with eating the bananas, and then we have to deal with smashing the tomatoes. Right? There are two separate issues. So the first thing we have is chazara from the first shiur we had. We didn't speak out this gemara, so that's why I feel justified in doing it. But the case here, the gemara talks about a case where a father had died and left children. Gedolim. You know, bar mitzvah children, over bar mitzvah. And one of the things he left was a cow that he had borrowed from a friend of his, from someone. And the children didn't realize that this cow was borrowed. Right? They thought they were going through the father's possessions. They see a cow that's been there for a few months. They figured the father had bought it. Maybe the children don't even live at home. Right? They had no way of knowing that this cow had been borrowed. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, if their father had left them a cow that he had borrowed, so they're allowed to use it. That's the first halacha. If they know that he had borrowed it, then they can use it. The part we need is the next part. If they thought it belonged to their father, they didn't realize that it had been a borrowed cow. And they slaughtered it. And they ate it by mistake. So, right here talking, they thought it was theirs. Fair and square, their father's thing, we died, they went to all the other possessions, there's a cow here, they're hungry, they shecht it and they eat it. So the halacha is, mishalmin demei basar bezol, they have to pay the value of cheap meat. We said that Adam is mu'ad li'olam, they went and, well, we'll see in a second. Let's just say right away, right, this isn't a hezek here. It's not a hezek here because, right? Why don't we say Adam or the Olam and say they have to pay the value? Like we had all these shiurim that if you damage something, you have to pay the value of what you damaged. A cow's worth $1,000. Why are they paying, you know, $1.49 per pound when it's on sale? Why are they paying cheaper than the regular price? Why don't they have to pay full value? Adam or the Olam, right? But we said there was a din, at least according to Tosfos. There's a din called Anus Gomor, that if you're an Anus, without any way of knowing, you had no way of knowing that this thing wasn't the father's, they had no way of knowing. So there was a din we said Anus Gomor, that if someone's an Anus Gomor, so then they're not chayy for damages. Right, that's what we said the first time. But now we're introducing, and that's the title of tonight's topic, we're introducing the issue that if you get benefit from something, though, you get pleasure, you ate this food, so there's a chiyuv to pay for the pleasure we got. This ties together a little bit with last week's share. We're going to have to talk about that in a second. Right? You had pleasure from this food, so you have to pay for the food. But what price do you pay? If I had known that this meat wasn't mine, I wouldn't have eaten steak. I would have eaten tuna fish instead. So you pay the amount of meat, the price for meat when it's on sale. Now, what price, what percentage does something have to be on sale for you to want to buy it? This is good for your business. What percent, if you have a store, do you lower the prices enough to get people to buy it, buy something they wouldn't normally have bought? But they didn't want to eat meat, right? They didn't want to eat meat. But if you give it to me cheap, so then I'll have meat tonight, right? That's what we're saying. You pay the value, what you would pay if you weren't planning on it, but if the price is right, I'll do it. How much do you lower a price of meat or other food to get people to buy it, even if they don't want it? What would you guess? Rashi says that that's too shnei. You give the price of cheap meat, the hainu, shnei shlishei damim, two thirds of the value. The chula damim lo nishlam, they don't have to pay the whole amount. Do you have a yadi devar shlumi? If they knew they were going to pay for this meal, la viachli bisha, they wouldn't have eaten meat. Right? The sma adds, and that's what I have based on the shulchan. This is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. The sma adds. This is the way people do things. They buy things cheaper and eat it, even if they wouldn't have done it otherwise. Right? That's good for business. Let's explain the sma over here, the Gemara. Right? We're saying that you would eat tuna otherwise. Right? You were planning on having tuna tonight, but when you drive by Wasserman and Lemberg, you see a sign out there and says, fire sale, hamburgers one third off. So you quickly change your mind. It's worth me to spend a little bit extra money to have meat tonight at this price than to go ahead with my regular normal plan of having tuna at a regular price. Right? And that's as far as here. Even though this is what it takes a person to upgrade their meal. Give them a 33% discount and they're going to go for the upgrade. It's good for you also, right? You have one menu and you say, the other menu is normally this amount, if it's true. The other menu is normally this amount, but I'll give it to you for a third less, and you'll see they're going to go for it right away. Right, I'll give you on the second page, there's another instance of this. This case in Choshen Mishpat Simin Shin Tzadi. By the way, I said this one also is Paskin in Choshen Mishpat Shin Mem Aleph. Right, this case of the children. Now there's a din called Shame, Virego. There's halacha that a person's not chaya for his animal eating food of someone else's if that food was in Rishus HaRabim. There's no din of shame in Rishus HaRabim. But the Gemara says that if your animal did eat food in the Rishus HaRabim, you can't make him chaya for mazik because there's no shame in Rishus HaRabim, but your animal had some pleasure, you had benefit, your animal ate. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara what you have to pay. According to one man, to Omar, animals, so by humans you could say I'd rather have meat cheaper and pay a little bit more than have tuna, but an animal, you'd rather have your animal have a nicer taste of meat than its normal animal food? No, so you pay straw, whatever volume it ate of meat you pay in straw. That's one mandama. The other mandama says no, you can pay, you have to pay the two thirds. So that's a machlokis in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber Pasen, you just pay the price of straw. The Rama says, no, you pay two-thirds off the value, it's the barley here, you pay two-thirds off the cost of regular barley. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if, and this is where I just want to give you a feel of, it has to make sense, that if we know that this guy always fed his animal barley, right, we know he feeds his animal barley usually, so then you can't say, if I wouldn't offend him barley, I would offend him straw. You always feed him barley, so then you have to pay the full amount. This is like the opposite of your question. As if we know that the person always eats meat, right? That's all they eat. They're carnivorous. They only eat meat every night. And here they shech to this animal and they eat meat. They can't say, well, we aren't going to pay two-thirds because we were going to have two. No, we know you were going to have meat. Okay, so that's halacha to make basar bezul. So it's a chilek we're making between even though there's no hezek, but if you get a certain benefit, so there's a halacha that we assume that you would be willing to pay two-thirds to have that greater benefit that you normally wouldn't, you really normally wouldn't have. Now, so there's two issues we have to deal with. So, let's deal, okay, we've been talking about Hana, let's continue talking about Hana. Last week we learned this case. We had a halacha that if, right, the restaurant owner invites you to come eat by him, and he says, here's the bill at the end, right? So we said the halacha was, the Ramah Paskin, that you pay, you have to pay, right? The case was that you thought that, look, he's inviting me, it means, like, it's not just he invites me to his house, or he invites me to his business, that's his business, so he invited me, right? So I don't have to pay, he owns it, I know he owns it. And he thought, business is bad right now, I haven't tried to bring in the customers, so here, why don't you come in and have lunch with me, I'll keep you company, but of course you have to pay for it. So he said the halacha was based on a Trumas Hadeshin that the guy has to pay for it. That's what we learned last week. We had all different types of cases based on that. So let me ask you a question. Why did he have to pay the whole value last week when this week we're saying you're a chef of the animal, you only have to pay two-thirds? What's the difference between last week's case where you're going to the restaurant and you pay the whole value and this week's case when we're saying you pay two-thirds? Last week we spoke about that there was two issues by the case of the restaurant. There was a machlok as a poskim there. According to some poskim, why was the guy chayav to pay? Because he's mazik, he ate up the food. The other poskim said, oh, he's not a mazik there because we had a contradiction. There was a machlok there. Some said that it was only having hana. So I think that might be totally in how much he's going to have to pay. If last week's case, the restaurant, the guy's chayav for having that pleasure, so then it'll be like this week's case, and he'll say, oh, pleasure, so I'm only going to pay two-thirds. That seems the way the Aruch HaShulchan is learning. The Minchas Shai, no relation to the Erech Shai, but the Minchas Shai, and the truth is, I didn't see the Sefer. It's Pesachei Choshem, written down, and I had just felt another loss of the Rosh Hashiva today, because the only person in town that has it is, he has it, but I couldn't borrow it. I don't know if they let you go borrow Svarim right now. They had that room pretty much sealed. But the yeshiva didn't have it, but it's in his library. The Minchas Shai makes his chilek. The Minchas Shai says that over there, his mother says his lashon. The Echolim mi chayim edin mazik. In case of Echolim mi come eat with me, there he's chayim as a mazik. Mash enki baniach lan aviyim, where the father left something for them. Shahoyah ba'onas. It was a complete accident. Ein chayim edin mazik. There's no hezek over there. And then he says, maybe you'll say you would fast. Of course you wouldn't fast, you had that pleasure. So the pleasure for pleasure, you pay two-thirds. But over there, where, and he says this lashon, that over there by the restaurant, when the guy invited you, you should have asked him, is this on the house or am I going to have to pay for it? So there you didn't ask the question, so that puts the responsibility on you, according to him, and you're called a mazik, and you have to pay the full value. But over here, there's no one to ask. Over here, and the cows there, they figure it's their father's. They're certainly not a mazik. The worse they are being men, they're having pleasure, and for pleasure, we could only make you chayiv two-thirds. Right, so that's pretty much the way the pleasure issue works out. Right, the halach is, if there's no hezek, if there's no damages, so then we only deal with the pleasure you got, and the pleasure you got, you could say, look, I wasn't going to eat meat, I was going to eat tuna fish, and I'm only going to pay you two-thirds. Now, why isn't there a hezek? So we already said, because Tosfos holds that even though Adam or the Olam, if it's an honest gomer, it was a complete 100% accident, there was no way I could have known, so I'm potter. But the Ramban we spoke out disagrees with Tosfos, and he holds that a person is, anyone remember this, that a person's always chayav for Adam or the Olam, even in the case of an honest gomer, even if it's complete honest. So what's the Ramban do with this halacha? The halacha came after the Ramban, but what's the Ramban do with the Gemara? So there we spoke out a stipler, and then we have it on the handout repeated over here. The stipler said that even though the Ramban says someone is chayav for an honest gomer, if it's a complete 100% honest, you're still chayav. Adam or the Olam, you're responsible for your actions. But over here, you're not even called a mazik. Right? And this is the Svara the Stipula says. The Stipula says, suppose these children, their father had died, and they went to the Bezdin, and they said, look, we have all this property, what should we do? There's a cow running around, we don't personally want to feel like taking care of cows, we're allergic to them. What should we do with it? So Bezdin would say, oh, why don't you shecht it and eat it? Right? So, like Bezdin wouldn't say, oh, maybe your father barred it, you should go put an ad in the newspaper, did anyone lend their father a cow? Please call us. You wouldn't have to do that. The cow is certainly in your possession, as far as the Bezdin's concerned. So it's like when they shechted it with the permission of the Bezdin. The Bezdin said, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with you shechting this cow over here. So in that case, it's not even an honest gomer, according to the Ramban.
Why did you put the blame on the guy who ate in the restaurant with the
beds? Right, very good. So that was another story we saw, and that was the base mayor said that over there, the Ramban would agree that the person is chayiv, that the Yarshim are patur was because it was in the mashiel's interest, the owner's interest to know that the father had died and tell the children, by the way, you should know, by the way, that's, you know, I don't want to drink shiva, but I just want to let you know that's my cow over there. I'll pick it up later, right? So that was another svara we said. Now there's a big difference between those two svaras. Well, I mean, we'll see in a second. But anyway, so let's sum up what we have so far with the case of Gedola. So you came home and the pizza's at your door. You had this pleasure from the pizza. So you're not a mazik, according to Tosis, because it's on his gum. According to the Ramban, it's because if you had called up for Shaila and said, you know, I found a pizza at my door, and my wife orders it sometimes. You know, it's not the first time in your life it was there. You know, it happens sometimes that you got pizza delivered, and they would say, sure, you can eat it. So you're not called a mazik. You're not a mazik at all. What you are a nena. You had pleasure of having this food. So for pleasure, you're only fine to pay two-thirds. If you took it and decided to, you know, play frisbee with it and you ruined it, so that you didn't have any pleasure from it, so then you'd be patur completely. It's not even grum or gum. Because it's an honest garment. You thought it was yours. And here I would add what Chaim was saying, is that they misdelivered it. They really messed it up. I mean, you know, I didn't tell you to deliver it over here. So that's what it would be if it was a gadol. Right, you had these two halachas. If you were having pleasure, you pay two-thirds. If there's no pleasure, so then you're patur completely. Okay, now we talk about al-katan. 2 weeks ago we said there was a halacha that if you messed up something when you were al-katan, when you were less than bar mitzvah, according to most Rishonim, you're patur to pay when you become bar mitzvah. That's what most Rishonim and Poskim hold. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim says there's a din laseis lidei shamayim, that when we become a gadol, we should pay back the things that we damaged when we were younger. And based on that, Mishpatei HaTorah had mentioned that there is a minig that, and I said this also, I mean, the Rosh Hashiva, Zatzal used to say also that, that there is a minig that even if your child goes and throws a stone at someone through someone's windshield, so they say, he's a cotton potter, but it's a nice thing to pay anyway. Right? So why? So Mishpatei HaTorah, he said the reason was because, look, the kids really should do it. If Nimishura said, when he gets older, he should pay. So he's going to remember everything he did when he was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So take care of it for him now, and he'll be better off for it when he gets older. And then he said another reason is because, you know, you won favors from your neighbors, and, you know, you started getting away with the loopholes, so they're going to do that also one day to you. Right, so that's what we said. So we said the halacha was that there's a din that if a katan damages when he gets older, losses the shemayim, he should pay. And there's also the father, it'd be nice for him to do also. You can't say he's mechuyev to it, but it'd be a nice thing for the father too. Okay, so over here, the children went and they smashed the tomatoes to the wall. Is there any din that the father should losses lady shemayim pay for them, or that they should pay for when they get older? No, because even if they were adult and they decided to throw them against the wall, they'd be patur because they had no reason to think they weren't theirs. Right? They thought they were theirs. And it's an honest gomor, or like the Ramban is saying, and I would add in what Chaim is saying, that you know, who told you to deliver it there? Like, get your address straight next time. You don't put it over there. And you know, kids come home, they like playing with tomatoes. Like, why'd you do that? How about the bananas? Right, the kids ate the bananas, and if they were adult, they would have to pay 2/3. So, should they pay 2/3 now, when they get older, and or to father? Why not? That's what Mishpatei Halacha says. He says that your child is now had this benefit that he ate that food, and okay, you can't make him pay the whole thing, but you can make him pay 2/3. Lotzis not make him. He says lotzis l'reishamayim l'fichach im yirtzu l'fnimishur asadin lotzis if they call sotik. If you want to get rid of any sotik you might have, royally yiladim kishiyigdulo. It's proper that when the children get older, Lahorim, or the parents, Lashalim Ke'es, to pay now Avur of Shnei Shalishim Emechir, 2/3 of the price. Now, I have a different, I'm not sure if I'm disagreeing with him, but I do see a difference between the case of the Gemara and this case. Right, the case of the Gemara, you went and you ate the food that, you know, the Yashim ate the food that thought it was their father's. So they ate the things, they had this pleasure, they paid 2/3. But the way the cycler said, at least, no one did anything wrong over there. It's just the guy, father died, and they made a mistake, it's an honest mistake. It happened, so you pay 2/3. But over here, let's remember that this storekeeper, the makolot owner, the pizza store, went and delivered it to your house, to the wrong address. Like, we've had this din of mazik v'rishus. Like, you give, right, you deliver something where little kids live, and leave it open so the kids are bound to eat them. Right? So I could hear, and he doesn't say this, but I could hear that there's room to disagree with him and say that for sure the mazik, with their mazik, they're pater because the adult will be pater also. But even the pleasure that they got over here in this case, since it was something that was a pshia of the delivery man, or someone, the person that called in gave them the wrong address, but it wasn't the children's fault, it wasn't your fault. So maybe over here it's Adina Mazik Roshus, whoever the responsible party was, and the children wouldn't even have to pay less than Shemayim.
I don't know if I would call it a Shia, because in his mind, Shia means it was negligent, right?
Right. Okay, so it wasn't
in
a Shia.
In his mind, he thought that this was the right address.
But it was wrong, someone made a mistake.
That's not Shia.
It certainly wasn't my fault, it wasn't 6616 that
right.
they called in.
It was an error in but it wasn't
sure, it wasn't on purpose, but it's different than a case where there was no culpability. Now, if this is what I wanted to say before, if you go like the Reisneyer's pshat, that the reason why their putter over there is because there was, you know, the owner should have told the Yarshim, and that's why they're putter, so then the case is comparable. Right? Then it could, but the Steitler's way of understanding it is that over there they're putter because what should they have done? I mean, if they had asked the best, and they would have said you could use it. You can't say the same thing over here.
Is it not incumbent upon you to make sure that the
entire... Right, that's what I was just saying. That's the base mayor. That's it. The base mayor says that was the reason over there. But the stipler didn't say that reason. The stipler...
Yeah, but the stipler is saying that the guy is not the etzim of mas.
Right.
It's not even his act.
Right, that's what he's saying. And so I definitely would have told him you could do it. So based on that, I could say over here, it's... over here it's a little bit different, that there you... caused it. It's worse. You caused it. It's also that the children certainly aren't mazikim here. They thought it was theirs. And more than that, you placed it in their possession. You put it there. And maybe they're not
responsible.
The cow, they didn't do anything wrong. The way the stipend is looking at, they didn't do anything wrong. They're pater because it was on the scummer. And we're not giving any culpability to the owner. Because they had hanah. When you have pleasure, you're not as a mazik, but you're paying for the pleasure you got. Yeah, but they weren't mazik. They're the ones, they're the nizik. They want to collect the money. Those are the ones. I'm saying the ones that want to collect the nizik here, the owner, brought the damage upon themselves. That's what I'm saying. There was a little bit of culpability on their part there. I think that might be a difference.